We're talking today with Brandy Herndon with Tulsa State Fair. Brandy, great legacy the Tulsa State Fair has for the Open Class Livestock Show, but especially for our young people and the youth, 4-H FFA members from across the state that they look forward to the Tulsa event every year in October. Some changes, though, here in 2021. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. The Tulsa State Fair and the Tulsa State Fair Ringmasters are really excited to present the Night of Champions. This event is in lieu of the traditional junior livestock auction, and this transformative event will be fun, exciting, a great evening to celebrate and honor 150 of Oklahoma's 4-H and FFA youth who traditionally have made the sale, but now will make the stage as we select also the prestigious Grand and Reserve Grand Champions of the show.
Tell me a little bit about the thought process to make this change.
So, and let me just say first, too, the mission and goal still remains the same, and that's to reward the victorious individuals for their hard work and accomplishments. But the goal is to do that in a more exciting, celebratory format and on a larger stage, not only for the exhibitors, but also our donors. Obviously, we're still committed at providing as much monetary rewards as we can to these young people. So the mission and goal remains the same. It's just the structure of the actual event and how we do it is changing. And it really has been a discussion with the Tulsa State Fair Ringmasters, I would say, for at least the last 5 years, as the traditional junior livestock auction in itself is a production. We were getting further and further removed from it being an actual traditional sale. And so we felt that this would be a great year to transform this event and make it more exciting and more inclusive, not only for the exhibitors, but for the donors as well.
I guess this obviously gives you the opportunity to have some certainty as you work with these donors, the supporters of these 4-H and FFA members, as they want to honor them and put them in the spotlight.
Yes, sir. I mean, obviously, the first and foremost goal is to reward the kiddos and honor them for all of their accomplishments. And I'm really excited to see the excitement in all these young people's face because we have an awesome event planned for them. But two, our donors have been the backbone of keeping this going for years and years. And we have some phenomenal donors that also deserve to be celebrated in the spotlight as well. And so we surely appreciate their partnership. And we've been visiting with them about this for a long time, as well as how we can organize, the backside of things as far as those monetary awards. So just really excited for this.
Now, beyond just the market show, which is this is all about the market show and the Night of Champions is, but you also have an excellent junior breeding show as well for the young people from across the state. Tell me how numbers are stacking up for this year.
You know, all of our junior show numbers are up this year, which you never really expect that, but the junior show numbers just continue to grow over the last decade. And I will say we were analyzing some of the numbers yesterday, and by far our largest junior shows are our junior breeding gilt show and our junior heifer show. And then obviously all of our breeding show numbers are pretty impressive, from the breeding does to even the breeding ewes. And we implemented a commercial ewe division several years ago, and that continues to grow too. So those kiddos deserve to be in the spotlight as well, and surely celebrated too for their accomplishments. But yes, we're looking forward to a phenomenal fair. It'll be great to be back to 11 days of awesome versus the 5 days of awesome that we had to do last year with just our junior livestock show. So we're excited to have the open show components back to Tulsa as well this year.
Of course, 2020 was a difficult year. You mentioned the fact that you had the scale back event. You were able, though, to move forward. I know that was not easy to pull that off. That was quite an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yes, I am so glad we have moved past that and that we are moving forward in a normal capacity this year, and are just really looking forward to having our full-blown fair.
Tell us one more time the time and the venue for the Night of Champions.
Yes, sir. So Night of Champions is Wednesday, October 6th. Starts at 6 p.m., doors open at 5:30, and it'll be located in the Ford Truck Arena.
Thank you, Brandy. Brandy Herndon with the Tulsa State Fair talking about their inaugural event called the Night of Champions. This is actually a scaled-up Night of Champions. In the past, they've had the Grand Champion drives on the Wednesday evening, then on a Thursday. Typically, they will turn around and have their premium junior market sale. This year, though, it's all in one big evening of activities where they'll be honoring 150 top 4-H and FFA members and their livestock projects. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.